The Warriors in Brooklyn, and without Draymond Green, who returned to the Bay Area for the birth of his son, Draymond Jamal Green Jr., and his teammates getting a battle from the Nets, trailing at one point by 16, but rally behind 26 points and 9 rebounds from Kevin Durant, KD with 7 assists as well, while Klay Thompson added 23 points. A double-double from Zaza Pachulia-Key as he had 14 boards and 15 points. Stephen Curry had 15 points as well as the Warriors turn the tide and take it 117-101 the final. Here's Coach Kerr and Klay.
The defense at the start of the third quarter picked up. Steph made a steal right away that led to KD's dunk, which gave us some life. And then I thought just the overall defensive intensity the next few minutes got us on that run, and it changed the game.
Steve Zaza with a double-double, 15 and 14. Can you talk about what you saw from him tonight and just what he's brought to you guys this season?
I thought Zaza and David were the keys to the game. We needed that veteran leadership, that poise. They understand games like this. They've been through these many times. And Zaza was tremendous. He's battling Lopez out there. And David was really, really good. He brought some physicality to the game, and both of them were fantastic.
And just what you thought of Zaza so far that he's brought on the season so far?
Zaza gives us toughness. He gives us smart play. He's a great screener. He's always getting Steph and Klay open and KD. You saw him get offensive boards. He's just a really, really smart, tough player.
Halftime that you guys were going to kind of wake up coming out of half, or did you have to see it?
I was hoping. I wasn't sure. You know, I knew this was going to be a tough game based on, the flight in and no Draymond playing a young team that plays fast at home. And it's kind of what we expected. I don't know if I expected to be down 16 at half, but I knew that they would come out and give us a hell of a fight. That's what they've been doing all year against everybody.
Issues in the first half, I saw you yelling about getting back on defense.
Yeah, transition defense was horrible the first half. Just our overall attention span was bad. The millennials struggled in the first half, but they locked in the second half. They put their phones down and started to defend, so that was good.
As unhappy as you were with the defense in the first half, were you equally as happy in the second?
Yeah, we picked it up. We put pressure on them. It was two totally different halves. They were the aggressors in the first half. They were pushing our offense out to half court. We were settling for everything, and they were driving the ball down our throats, and I felt like that kind of flipped in the second half. And so the defensive intensity, really did change everything.
Like this do for you in the long run?
Excuse me?
What does this, a comeback do in the long run?
I don't know if it does anything, but it's a good reminder that no matter who you're playing, where you're playing, if you don't defend, you're in some big trouble. So you have to defend to win, and that's the lesson tonight.
Coach, do you think KD's slam dunk after the beginning of the third quarter really gave you guys the motivation?
Yeah, it's a big play, huge play, and got our guys going, got our bench going. And again, that was a result of a steal from Steph, and the overall defensive intensity at the beginning of that third quarter changed things.
Probably our activity on the defensive end. I mean, we racked up 19 steals, and that allowed us to get a lot of easy buckets, especially when we started off with that KD dunk. That really gave us some life.
Were you doing anything different defensively, trapping them more? Different?
Just probably playing harder.
You mentioned Durant dunk waking you up, but I mean, did you feel that you were waking up coming out of half? I mean, before the dunk?
A little bit. I mean, we knew we had to play at the Nets. They play really hard. We knew we had to play a lot harder, and I think we did. And when we make mistakes on offense, it can be masked by our really good activity on the defensive end.
What do you think of Zaza's offensive game today?
He was great. Playmaking, offensive boarding. Just being available on the roll, so Zaza was tremendous tonight, and it was a huge reason why we won the game.
You played with Brook Lopez for however many years, and he's never been a three-point shooter. Do you have to train yourself to get out on his threes?
Definitely, he's always been able to shoot the ball. Shoots a good percentage at the free throw line. The way the NBA is going, you can see him making an adjustment. He just adds another layer to his game. He's a really good player. He's one of the best scoring big men in the game, and he hurt us tonight from the three-point line.
The Warriors now leave the New York area and head to Detroit for a game on Friday night against the Pistons at the Palace of Auburn Hills. And then it'll be on to Cleveland for the game Sunday against the Cavs. In Brooklyn, I'm Lawrence Scott.